They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say,
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense. I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town fair. All of a sudden I see sheriff. So I shot him down.
Thomas Paine Podcast, folks. What's going on out there? On a Wednesday, I got my field coat on. I'm ready. For what? I don't know. Kick a little ass, maybe. As the new year approaches, and as Christmas now is in the rear view mirror, and we have to wait a whole nother year until we can get to the consumer crazyism. Consumerism craziness, however you want to pitch it. Man, somebody made note a few days ago of, I flagged it. Let me get the note. What's going on out there? Getting ready for the big weekend, New Year's? You headed up to New York City? You gonna watch the ball drop? Everybody got their jabs, so you can watch a fucking ball drop. Oh, right on time. This is from a show on Pain.tv, of course, our social media news app. The app is out, and it's on fire. Is it just me in my old age, or are the young parents entirely too indulgent these days? My Facebook feed is filled with Christmas tree photos with so many gifts under it, you can't even see the floor. Well over 50 gifts for one little one is wrong in so many ways. Consumerism on steroids, ego, selfishness, wastefulness are just a few thoughts that come to mind. These are the same people who want their child tax credits and student loans paid off. Merry Christmas, everyone. The Grinch. I don't think it's so much as being a Grinch as it is observant of what's happening. Grinch. Well, I guess that makes me part Grinch, too. You know, I have to be honest with you. I woke up on Christmas morning. I was in a bad mood. I couldn't figure it out. I could not put my finger on it. I just think it's watching perhaps the same thing on different social media. Everybody, look what I got. Look what I got. I know some of these families. And there's some of the dads, right, our buddies with. It's not, let's just say, it's not as it appears on social media. Perhaps that's the point. Perhaps now we have to prove to everybody how cool we are, what a great family we have on social media. It doesn't matter if we actually have the great family. Things are under control at home. Let's just make it appear that things are under control at home. We need some vacation photos, even if they're from 10 years ago, to compete with everybody else. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's why I was a little pissed off on Christmas. Seeing all the nonsense and understanding some of the true backstories and shaking my head around. Hey, I don't have a perfect family, right? But I don't pretend that I have one either. I like my family. I love my family. But we're not going to win any awards for trying to be fucking Martha Stewart. Anyway. Things are not always what they appear, correct? According to Michelle on Pain.tv. And we do a shout out now to everybody on Pain.tv and everybody listening and watching the Thomas Paine Podcast on the public side, on the patron side, etc. That perhaps is today's theme. Things are not entirely what they appear to be, or they rarely are when it comes to politics, when it comes to the criminals ripping us off on a regular basis. Things are never what they appear to be. And we're going to have a guest today who's going to explain it to you. Now, we're building off a VM from yesterday. In that conversation, VM reluctantly said, I listened to a dude, but I don't want to mention his name on your podcast. And I said, go ahead and mention a name. There's thousands of podcasts. I don't know, maybe millions at this point. Who knows? We're not competing against everybody. He said, legal man. I said, oh, yeah, I've been hearing about legal man. Who is this legal man? I like the name legal man to begin with. So we had our young buck set out on a trek to find who is this legal man? How can we contact this legal man? And will this legal man sit down and speak with this pain man? And we were successful. And so we bring Legal Man to you today. He has a podcast called The Quash. And you might want to check that out. I've been checking it out. I've been binging it. That's the way you got to do it sometimes when you find something good. So thanks to VM and Marie Albanese, who previously dropped Legal Man in my ear. And another Philadelphia native. Even if it was for a short while, Legal Man, you're still in the club. This is where you get your anger from, brother. It's in the water. There's no doubt about it. And the instructions here, the lessons in the last 2 days are more than prophetic. Okay? 3 days, really. You have Hamilton on Monday. You had VM on Tuesday. And today we roll out Legal Man. And the differences between that type of testimony, that type of conversation, and what you see on and hear on mainstream media, the differences are more than stark. That's a good start. And Legal Man will help build off of what VM says. VM talks about the entire scamdemic being a massive scam. And Legal Man takes it a step further to expand on the scam. It's always good to hear from these guys. I want to get something going with these guys on a regular basis. We'll see how it shakes out. It's like things get so busy around here and with other things, but now that the site is built and the app is out, maybe we can start to focus in on other stuff, because that was gargantuan task. And the Young Bucks have had off all week, so I said, I'll do some interviews, and you guys can go do what you want. Since you don't want to be here, you sons of bitches. We'll roll out some interviews, and that way I can take a step back from being angry all the time about the news, and we'll see how it goes for the rest of the week. Scheduled tomorrow is Catherine Austin Fitz on Thursday, and Friday we'll see what happens on Friday. It's leaving it kind of open because it's New Year's Eve. Legal Man today. Buckle up. Your life will never be the same. Love him or hate him. It's another guy who tells it like it is. Worth its weight in gold. Take care. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Pain.tv app. Jump on there. We appreciate it. It's worth checking out. It's fantastic. You can actually say words like COVID and Fauci and vaccine and not get an army of angry weirdos at your door ready to yank you out of your bed. At least not yet, the way things are going. Again, because it never hurts to double down. Take care. God bless. Legal Man.
Hey, yeah,
Thomas Payne. What's happening, brother?
Hey, man. How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Everything
doing
all right?
So you're in Philly?
Yeah.
Ah, that's hilarious. I grew up in Philly in Havertown.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I grew up in Philly.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm almost 60. So I've been
I'm going to say two words to you if you're almost 60, yeah. All right? If you grew up in Havertown. Starving Marvins.
Well, you know, I left in 79, so.
Yeah, that place, it was a little pinball joint across from, it was on Manoa and Westchester Pike.
That's hilarious, Manoa Road. You know, my buddy, he's got a way better memory for all the little details.
Yeah.
I mean, I was only driving for a year before I had left, and So I was mostly just kind of a kid for 10 years, riding a bike around to my buddies and stuff, you know, smoking dope and causing trouble, and then left. And so I've only been back twice. The place has really changed.
I mean, big time. Where'd you go to school at?
At Havertown, Havertown High School.
Havertown High School, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to St. Pius.
They call it Haverford, I think, Haverford High. Yeah.
They try to make it sound more regal.
Right, yeah, yeah. It was a funny place. I liked Philly. I liked the people, but wow, the few times I've gone back, like, man, that place is just, it's like almost unrecognizable. And
I talked about it on, I think it was Tuesday's show. I was at a wake in Darby on
Darby. That's crazy.
And it was like a battle zone. I had to get out of there like as soon after, right after the wake on Monday. I was like, I called my wife. I said, you can't even imagine what happened at this place. It is literally out of control.
I remember we used to take the P&W down to 69th Street.
Oh, yeah.
And go to the theater down there. It was rough. It wasn't terribly rough, but it had
tower.
Funny stuff. And the tower. Yeah. The tower theater. And, you know, I don't know what it looks like now, but, you know, we used to ride that thing down there as kids. And, you know, I rode the P&W down and played golf on those municipal courses that were just off the track. And it's funny. Like I said, Philly's it's an interesting city. It's just kind of
what was that place down there? The Balcony? Is that what it was called? The Balcony?
The Balcony. There was another one down there.
Remember that?
We saw Journey. Yeah. Journey is an opening band for some other utter bullshit band from the
70s. How crazy is that, man? Journey's opening up for somebody.
That's what I mean. It was so crazy. And
I went to Pius. I went to St. Pius right down the road in Broomall.
There you go. My buddy.
Yeah. We used to. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he remembers so much stuff because he graduated from there, and I just have a lot of traumatic amnesia from a childhood. I remember a lot of shit. And he just remembers everything. And plus, he spent a lot of time there as an adult. So, you know, you spend the time as an adult, you kind of get more of the kind of lay of the land where things really are.
Right.
Fortune is like things that seem so far away, it turns out it's like 20 minutes. So, you know, 25 minutes, but, you know, without a car and they're driving around, it just seemed like, well, shit, I could never get there. You know, but this might as well be, you know, 2-day drive, you know, for me, if I had a car and stuff.
Well, we used to try to go down the Sawmill and get beer and then hang out at Darby Creek at Big Rock and places like that.
It's just hilarious.
It's crazy.
It's so funny. So, you know, I still say water, and because I say water, people down here, they think I have a big accent. It's like, I don't have much of a Philly accent, but I do say water instead of water. And
well, some people say water. You know,
yeah, a lot of water there in Philly. It's super heavy with the water. But down here, just to say water, just the water is enough for them to like, wow, you got an accent. It's funny.
So we have somebody, Maria Albany. She's on the show a lot, and she's always contributing and kicking me in the pants. And she says, you got to listen to Legal Man. I said, yeah, I'll get around to it. And then a buddy of mine, VM, he says, I interviewed him for the show. He's been on the show a couple of times. It's been a while. And he said, yeah, I've been listening to this guy. He told me yesterday, I don't want to plug anybody on your show because it's your show. I said, who is it? Tell me who it is. He said, Legal Man. I said, that's it. I got to call Legal Man. We got to figure out what's going on with this Legal Man guy. No, but listen, I was reading your stuff, and our folks, you know, I understand why guys like you are not mainstream, right? I understand it.
Oh, yeah.
We get it out here, right?
Yes, of course.
But it's a damn shame because so many folks are misled by the media and a lot of their nonsense, especially about lawsuits and lawfare and things like that. And you're setting a lot of people straight, so I figured we'll have you on.
Good. Yeah. I try to set people straight, you know. The what passes for so-called legal analysis is just, it's really mind-bending to me. It's so far off. It's so just fantasy land. It's utter fantasy land. That's it, you know.
I see the, And I've been hinting about it just because it's in the back of my mind. I have this sneaky suspicion that the Supreme Court is going to drop a bomb on everybody's head and do exactly what the Biden administration wants. But, you know, it's kind of a prediction and inside baseball at this point, but I think it's about to become mainstream baseball. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, the only thing they're currently about to have will be that OSHA, you know, kind of stay, right. dissolve, stay, right. non-dissolve, stay crap. And that's not really a decision on the merits. So I suspect they probably will decline to hear that would be my, if I had to guess right now, because the Sixth Circuit would just dissolve the stay. So that means the thing's going forward. And so that means status quo is in place. I would seriously doubt they're going to take that matter up and then reverse the Sixth Circuit, which would then be in effect putting a stay in place in light of the fact that the standards for putting the stay in place are so high. Now, if the stay had been appealed and upheld, then they might have taken the case or they might have left it in place. But I don't think they're going to step in to uphold it. They'll just decline to hear it, which leaves it in place. Or they will wait until it's an actual case. I just don't, because they're not going to step in at this point. They won't do it. I just it doesn't make any sense for them to step in at this point. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense for them to, because they don't have full briefing in front of them, and so they're not going to take that chance. I don't think. You know.
So when I read like yesterday, or was it today? I don't know. Yesterday it says I saw a headline: Supreme Court is going to hold a special session on the Biden vaccine rules. What does that mean when you see those headlines?
It could mean anything. I mean, they're entitled to hold special sessions when it comes to, you know, they only hear cases at certain times. They kind of percolate up through the system, but they can hear cases whenever they want because
yeah.
these are just rules they make up themselves. There's nothing in Article 3. All Article 3 even says is that the Supreme Court will be the supreme judicial power in the country. That's it. It's just the highest judicial power. It's nothing else. All these rules about what they hear and majority and not majority and special dissenting and concurring and all this shit with Kavanaugh's in charge of the Sixth. It's all made up shit. They just make it up. There's nothing whatsoever that they have to follow. And so they could meet with a special session, meaning they might make special time to hear the case if it comes up because it's something of importance and because it's a timely matter and they don't want to wait in order to do it at a regular time. So it doesn't, I don't think people should read into the idea that a procedural matter might be invoked to read into a result that they might be telegraphing by having the procedural matter. That's not necessarily true. It's possible. It's certainly possibly true, but it's just really just a procedural matter. And, so I wouldn't read a lot into it. Though we all know how they're ruling so far, right? I mean, they're declining all the time. They're leaving all these vax things in place. They're allowing it all. They're just moving forward with it. And it's difficult to see how they're going to cobble together five of those people up there to actually hold the government's feet to the fire and strike this stuff down. I don't think it's very realistic. You know, I just don't think it's very realistic.
Well, we all went through the Kavanaugh thing and the Barrett thing, the Barrett thing, but you know Kavanaugh is he sure doesn't even seem like he's a conservative at all. I mean, it's mind boggling. I mean, he just right out of the gate he was it's like thanks for getting me in, thanks for the
well,
show.
For me, the thing that was so funny to me about Kavanaugh is I remember when this stupid thing was going on, I was like, if this doesn't disqualify this guy, just the way he's comporting himself up there crying and babbling and all this other stupid crap,